a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic have inside sources.
We're talking about vaccine mandates right now. We just talked about Google mandating vaccines. We also talked about the Washington Post mandating vaccines. And Dave, President Biden is expected to announce today whether he'll mandate them for federal workers.
Yes, with a little bit of a caveat. You're not necessarily going to lose your job, but you will be required to wear a mask or socially distance or work from home. What I think's interesting about the Washington Post is they phrase it in a way that's almost an either or else. It's a condition of employment. You either get the vaccine or you work elsewhere. That's a game changer. That's much different. Because if it means my job or not, I think that totally changes the discussion.
When he was asked the other day about a federal mandate for federal workers, and this could include the military, it will likely include contractors who work with federal agencies. Here's what he said. Here's what the president said.
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
Not nearly as smart as I thought you were. Okay. We're going to set aside...
Insults will do it. Go ahead, insult your way into...
The snarkiness. And talk about... Well, we know what the president will likely do, according to numerous news organizations that have been reporting on this over the last couple of days. I want to ask Boyd Matheson of Inside Sources, what do you think the president should do? We've got a pandemic that's spinning back up. There are more and more cases because of the Delta variant. If you were advising the president, Boyd, what would you advise the president should do?
So I think the biggest thing for the president right now is if we have any kind of crisis at all, it is a crisis of clarity. There is so much confusion about masks, no masks, masks work, masks don't work, vaccine works, doesn't work. So it's creating a lot of confusion, and that confusion always leads us to political conflict, which rarely produces good results. It's to your point, Dave, you can't, you know, browbeat someone into good behavior. It yeah. just simply doesn't work. Now, just in the last little bit, The Hill is reporting that Capitol Hill police now will arrest those not complying with the mask mandate. There's two tiers to it. If it's a citizen trying to go in, they will be refused entry into the Capitol. If they refuse to leave the premises, then they would be arrested. If it's a member of Congress, it sounds like the warnings are more and the consequences are less. So that's going to be a debate. But here's – if I were advising the president, I think Marco Rubio said this really well. He said that, you know, we have the CDC issuing some guidelines that came out over the weekend based on data. They said, okay, so now we know this, but they haven't released any data. So I think the most important thing for the president is let's look at the data. And so if the data is the vaccine works, but you still need to wear a mask, what is that data? The one thing that everyone has to recognize, the American people will do extraordinary things. We've seen that.
Yeah.
They need clarity, because if they have to hesitate, if they're vacillating back and forth, we talk about hesitancy. Hesitancy is produced by distrust, and distrust usually comes from either no communication or bad communication. So I think the president's got to get out in front of this and say, this is where we are. Here is the data. The CDC has to release the data. that shows why someone who is vaccinated needs to wear a mask. Mm. Just show the data. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think this very confusion about a vaccine mandate, a federal vaccine mandate, is confusing because I hear a mandate and I think you get the vaccine or else you're fired. That is where my mind logically goes.
That's not it, though.
It's not what it is federally, right. But it is what it is maybe with some private institutions. So there's that confusion you're talking about. This is another concern that I have, Boyd. Now, I have no problem with the vaccine. I'm vaccinated. Yep. My family's vaccinated. But I do want to speak for that 20% of Utah that is not vaccinated. And if their employer requires them to be vaccinated as a terms of employment, that's very difficult because if it's between my health and my job, I will choose my job every time, even if I think it's going to be bad for me. And I think that's unfair. And that's what concerns me. If these anti-vaxxers that genuinely think, and I think unfairly so, that the vaccine is bad, but that's what they believe. But they will force themselves to take it because they can't afford being fired.
Yeah, not having the job. And again, your conversation with Greg Skordas in terms of, you know, what a private entity can do is, you know, at-will employment is at-will employment, and employers can do a lot of things. And it is important for even those businesses to really think through, okay, what else is this going to do? The unintended consequences is the other thing that I think we've lost in a lot of this conversation. And it goes back to this idea that often in our rush to alleviate the suffering of some, we create suffering for many others. And we, you know, obviously we saw that with opioids, this rush to, hey, we're going to alleviate all pain, all suffering. And then suddenly we've got this big time epidemic when it comes to opioid abuse. And so we have a lot of things like that. And that's where I always worry when we start at the federal level. When you start it at the federal level that is furthest away from the people and is the most politicized, it's also the easiest for individual citizens to dismiss it.
Yes.
Because of the politics of it all. And so that's why I think doing things as local as possible with as much data and as much transparency as possible will get rid of this crisis of confusion. And give us some clarity. The American people will act with certainty, will act with confidence when someone leads with, here it is, it's transparent, you can trust it. We have a distrust problem in the country, in our institutions. We know that. Yeah. And this is just adding to it. And again, to me, that's not good for anyone. And it's the only thing it's good for is the virus.
Just to set politics aside for just a minute, and I'm going to just talk about my emotions about the ongoing pandemic. And I was telling Dave this in the commercial break just before you walked in, Boyd. And I feel as though I'm just talking about myself personally. I'm in a jam here with this pandemic. We're not out of it yet.
Right.
There are still things that I need to do personally to protect myself and my family. And I don't know who I come up against or come near in settings is vaccinated or is not vaccinated, but I do know this, that the Delta variant is running rampant, and 89% of the people who are catching the COVID, a lot of them are catching the Delta variant now, are unvaccinated. I personally cannot think of another way to get myself, my family, my coworkers, and my community out of this jam other than getting more people vaccinated.
Yeah.
And if mandates are the way they have to go, then I'm willing to put my arm first out there in line to do it. And I'm vaccinated, but if I would get vaccinated.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to again, think through because a lot of people are wrestling with just the way you described it, Debbie. And I think the interesting thing is, again, we get this confusion. So on Friday, the CDC issued a statement and said that the Delta variant is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So that's a clear message. That's so that, yeah, we need to get people vaccinated. We need to get that done. And then just 48 hours later, they're saying everyone who's vaccinated, you got to wear a mask.
Right.
And so, again, that confusion,
yes.
Again, if they would have released the data, that says, okay, even though we're vaccinated, we still carry that load or we can still transmit or whatever it is. Just show me the data. Be transparent in this thing and the behavior will follow. Remember, talking about behavior never changes behavior.
Yeah.
It's the principles that drive it. And if we don't have clarity on the principles and the data, we're going to continue to have confusion.
We should map all of the confusing messages that the public has gotten, whether it's from the CDC, whether it's from the FDA, whether it's from the presidents, whether it's from local leaders. And you know what we'd come up with? A massive ball of tangled yarn that we'd have to cut up and throw away and finish knitting that scarf we were going to have done for Christmas because it's just too much of a disaster.
Yeah.
Do we all agree on that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Amen.
In the old days, it was the they had this thing called the certain trumpet because in battle, in the old days, your biggest problem was noise. It was the clamor. It was all of that. And so they had this certain sound. And when they knew it, they knew what to do, whether advance, retreat, go to the right, go to the left. That's what we don't have. We do not have a certain trumpet of communication coming from anywhere. And that's the problem.
Well, maybe Representative Chris Stewart will play the trumpet for us when he calls us straight ahead. We're going to have a live interview. He's in Washington, D.C. We want to ask him, will he support a mandate for federal workers to get the COVID-19 shot next?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.